Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hey, this is Donnie Hillier from Trauma, and you're listening to Mark Striegel on Talking Metal. Horns up, headbangers.
Welcome to another edition of the Talking Metal Podcast, home of all things hard rock and heavy metal. I'm Mark Striegel, host and producer of this show since 2005. Now, let's get things started with the Talking Metal theme song, written by Rob Halford, Metal Mike, and Roy Z.
Hey guys, welcome to another edition of Talking Metal. My name is Mark Striegel, and this is a podcast that's been around since 2005, started by myself and John Astronomy Ostrowski. He's the guy who currently manages Ace Frehley. And, he's not quite the partner that he used to be back in the day. You guys know all that. I've kind of taken the reins here, but he is still definitely an important part of the show, and he is here co-hosting with me, on every fourth episode or so. And he will be back to co-host an interview I did with Eddie Ojeda coming up on the very next episode. Eddie, of course, known for his great work with Twisted Sister. And when I say co-host, he'll be talking about some experiences with Eddie and whatnot. And then I do the actual interview. It's a great one, guys. Please stay tuned for that. Any Twisted Sister fans, you got to hear this one. It's coming up. Going to try to get that to you in less than a week, hopefully in a few days. On today's episode, we have Donnie from Trauma. Now, Trauma is a band with just crazy history, and we've had Donnie on numerous times before, and he's gone into the deep history of that band. And, we definitely go back into the history this time, but we also just get an update from him as to what is currently happening with Trauma, which there is a lot happening. And if you don't know Trauma's old catalog, like the stuff they did back in the day, do yourself a favor and go check it out. I mean, this is a band that just has so much great stuff. Scratch and Scream was a great record that was released by Mike Varney. Mike Varney, of course, had his Shrapnel label and brought us all the great shredders like Yngwie and Vinnie Moore and Tony McAlpine. But he also brought us this band, Trauma, back in the day. And, of course, predating that record, Cliff Burton was in the band, and you can, on the early Trauma stuff, totally hear his style. The style that became a big part of Metallica's sound was a part of the early Trauma sound. So, we'll get into that interview with Donnie from Trauma shortly. very saddened to hear about David Z. We had him on the show back in 2009 when he was promoting his band's TV show. It was called Z-Rock, and it was on IFC, a station that a year or so later I ended up working at, maybe 2 years later. I didn't know David super well. He knew a lot of my friends really well. David was playing drums with Adrenaline Mob. They were in a horrific accident. I think they were trying to change a tire on their RV and a semi hit them. Mike Orlando of Adrenaline Mob is definitely a friend of mine. And it's Saturday morning right now. I'm very anxious to hear how he's doing. He is the great guitar player of Adrenaline Mob. And you can see, if you go on YouTube, I did a show for VH1 with him, online show. That Metal Gear was called, and I host that show, and we go through all Mike's gears. And I just hope Mike's all right, and just devastated by this news about David Z. And you know, he and his brother had that band, Z-Rock. ZO2, the TV show was Z-Rock. And in more recent years, he's been playing with Adrenaline Mob. You know, God, you know, Adrenaline Mob lost their drummer of Twisted Sister fame, AJ Perro. And now David Z, the bassist of Adrenaline Mob, has been lost. Very, very, this band, I just don't see how they can endure much more. It's tragic. It's sad. I'm definitely very sad about it. I'm very anxious to hear about the condition of Mike Orlando and Russell, of course, too. I don't know Russell, but yeah, just terrible. And you know what? Let's all go to iTunes. I know everyone streams stuff now. People don't pay to download anymore, but let's just do this for Adrenaline Mob. Let's go to iTunes and download one of their songs today. I think that would be a very cool thing to do. Right now, I'm going to play a song here by Adrenaline Mob. This is Chasing Dragons.
Look at yourself face to face through the cracks, and you wanna chase the dragon, wanna taste that drug and feel that rush again. You look so
That right there, Adrenaline Mob. The song Chasing Dragons. Let's go buy that on iTunes, support these guys. That's a new Adrenaline Mob. And Russell Allen on vocals, Mike Orlando on guitars. We hope you guys are all right. David Z, the late David Z on bass. Tragic. Tragic stuff. Jordan on drums. We hope Jordan, Russell, and Mike, we're wishing you all a speedy and safe recovery. Saturday morning, we're still desperate for info on what's up with you guys and how you're doing physically. Eddie Trunk mentioned on his website last night that you would be okay, so we'll have to take Eddie's word for that. And what a loss for David Z, who, of course, was a guest on Talking Metal in 2009 when he was promoting his band's TV show. That band was ZO2 that he had with his brother. I know John knew these guys really well, John Ostrowski, and definitely a part of this rock scene in the New York, New Jersey area. Bumblefoot and Art of Anarchy and all those guys definitely tied in quite tight with the ZO2, Z-Rock guys. David Z, tremendous loss to the rock community here in New Jersey and New York City. Not only here, I mean just internationally, a tremendous loss. This is a little ZO2. Then we'll get into my stuff with Donnie from Trauma. This is Temptation by ZO2.
Time is wasting. Are you ready for parade?
What you just heard was a little Temptation by ZO2, featuring the late David Z on bass. Tragic news. All right, let's change gears here and talk about some happier stuff. That is new Trauma music. I am completely psyched that one of my favorite bands, Trauma, is back. These guys are so underrated. And they have such a long, rich history with great music going way back to the early 80s. If you don't know Trauma, Cliff Burton's first band before Metallica, you need to do yourself a favor and educate yourself to the band that has, again, just such an amazing history from, Mike Varney, the guy who discovered Engve, discovered these guys, Brian Sagel from Metal Blades had them on the first, maybe he discovered them, depending on how you look at it, because they were on one of those first Metal Massacre records. Such a crazy, great history, and I still feel like there's so many people that don't know this band, so do yourself a favor and rediscover their past and get ready for their future, because they have great music on the way. One track's out. We're going to hear it right now. The Rage by Trauma, brand new Trauma. Then we'll get into my interview with Donnie from Trauma. Hey, it's Mark Striegel of the Talking Metal Podcast, and checking in with us for, I think, the third time, Donnie Hillier from Trauma. Donnie, how are you?
I'm doing great, Mark. How you doing?
I'm great. I was pleasantly surprised. I go into my Talking Metal email account, and I usually am just bombarded by emails from publicists, which most of them get deleted before I even open them. But there was one from the respected Metal Maria, who's had just such a long heavy metal history. And sure enough, she's emailing me that Trauma are back with a new single, which she sent me. It's up on SoundCloud, and it's called The Rage. Man, great, great stuff, Donnie. I wanted to just kind of catch up with you because it's been a while since the last record came out, and I wanted to get an update from you on this new song. And also, I think you have at least one new member, so I want to hear about him too. Let's start with the new song. Is this something off a full-length record that may be on the way?
That, yes, it is. It's the first song we completed off of an album that we're working on now. And, you know, knowing that we'll be, you know, finishing songs and recording, and that takes a bit of time, we wanted to get the new song out in conjunction with announcing that we had a new member of the band. And so our management reached out to Metal Maria, who's the best in the business, and coordinated this PR release along with a song to listen to so that people could hear what the new lineup for Trauma is going to sound like, or does sound like.
Right on. So, again, who actually is the new bassist again?
Greg Christian, formerly of Testament.
Cool. And have you known Greg a while? Like, how did he fall into the Trauma fold?
You know, I haven't known Greg for very long, just since he decided to join the band. He does have a connection to one of our guitarists, Steve Ribello, who played with Chuck Billy and Steve Zetrasouza in Dublin Death Patrol. And so they have a connection. They go back many years. I've seen Testament, of course, and Greg had seen Trauma, but we really didn't know each other. So the connection was some mutual friends and Steve Ribello, and had been, you know, talking to Greg about that it would be a really good combination to hook him up with our band Trauma. We all come from, you know, the same history, San Francisco Bay Area thrash metal scene, and it just seemed like a really good fit for each other.
Awesome. Awesome. Cool. And just to remind us, you know, Greg on bass, you mentioned on guitar, Steve on guitar, yourself, Donnie Hillier on vocals. Who else rounds out the band?
Chris Gustafson, who goes back to early Trauma days. He's the drummer on the Scratch and Scream album. He's the drummer on the Rapture and Wrath album that came out in 2015. And we also have another recent addition of the band. He's been in the band since early this year, and that's Joe Fraulub, who used to play with Danzig.
Oh,
and
cool.
Also had his own band. Yeah, his own band called Deconstruct. So we're back to a two guitar band, and you know, more the classic Trauma sound.
Okay, and you know, you guys had, when was the last record? That wasn't that long ago. Is it 2-3 years ago at this point?
Yeah, it was in 2015, and right, it was okay. Called Rapture and Wrath.
Now, how will the new record, which this song, The Rage, is going to come off of, how will it differ from The Rapture?
It's going to be a lot different, really. More guitar work. The Rapture and Wrath lineup was four of us, you know, a power trio with me out front. And so this will be more guitar work.
Right.
The songs are a bit more complex. The last album was a little bit hybrid metal, hard rock, because our guitarist and the person I co-wrote the songs with, that was more his style, Kurt Fry. And this is just, you know, you can tell from the Rage song, this is more classic metal with more modern sound to it.
Right.
So the songs will be little, like I said, more moving parts to the songs, a lot of double kick drum. Greg Christian is a really creative, powerful bass player. He brings an awful lot. He really completes our sound. So it will be very different, Mark.
And where are you at in terms of the recordings? You have this one song, The Rage, is done. It's up on SoundCloud and Spotify. Is the rest of the record completed and ready to go, or do you still have more work to do on it?
No, we have work to do. We have drums recorded for the next two songs. Rhythm guitars are being recorded today, tomorrow,
rhythm tracks. Greg will add his bass parts to the next two songs. So we're kind of doing them a few songs at a time. I'd say the music is mostly written, but the band members all have to put their stamp on the songs. And, you know, arrangements have to be decided on. There's a lot of the songs I need to write the lyrics for. And so, but the shell of the songs are I'd say we're about three quarters of the way done with what songs we'll be recording.
Cool. And, you know, you guys have such an amazing history, and I know we've covered a lot of it before when you've been on the show before. But one thing I read in the release that Metal Maria sent out, which I don't know about, and I did a quick search and I didn't come across it. But tell us about the song, I believe it's The Warlock, and the video for that song, which you shot before Cliff Burton left the band to join Metallica. If you guys don't know, this is Trauma. Donnie's band is the band where Cliff started before going to Metallica. And apparently, according to this release, correct me if I'm wrong, there is a video of you guys playing the song The Warlock with Cliff Burton. True or false?
That's right. Yeah, that's true.
Where is it? Is it on YouTube?
I think it probably is, yeah.
Okay.
I haven't seen it for quite some time, but I'm sure it is.
Okay.
And that's probably the only place it is. I'm not sure. There's another song with it. This was done in the early 80s, remember? And so there's, you know, that was a time when every band kind of had their power ballad. So there's another song, another video called Woman Be Gone with it. But yeah.
Are these just videos of you guys playing the song, or are they like conceptual music videos?
A little bit conceptual as well. There was it was done on a sound stage in a studio down in California, Southern California, LA area. And it was just kind of our manager had this vision of, you know, there are like crosses and a couple of women chained to crosses. And
nice.
He
I
was
gotta
like
see this.
Way. Yeah, he was really over the top. Englishman, pretty over the top. And the truth is, the band was kind of reluctant to do it. And he kind of talked us into it because what we didn't know was, you know, we showed up to do what we think is a video of us playing, and there's, you know, these film crews and some actresses and props and all that kind of thing. And it was kind of an interesting moment. I would say the band, after shooting the video, I'd say the band rebelled, and we started putting a little distance between our manager. It's not really what we wanted to do.
Wow. Now, another thing besides Cliff Burton that you have in common with Metallica is you were kind of introduced to the world via the Metal Blade Records, Metal Massacre. I believe you guys were on Metal Massacre 2. Any memories of getting that slot? Like how did it happen? Did you have to mail a tape? How do you get a slot? I mean, that was a coveted spot. Everyone wanted a spot on the Metal Massacre records. How did Trauma end up scoring that position on the Metal Massacre 2 album?
Well, it was the work of this manager I was just telling you about. His name is Tony Van Litt. And he was quite a mover and a shaker. And he didn't hesitate to promote the band all over California. And he opened some doors, and he also got in trouble with some promoters and organizers. People liked him, or they didn't like him. It was really quite a ride. And so he made that connection with Brian Slagle. That was all about him.
Was he working with other bands too, or just you guys?
Just us. That was the first song any of us had ever recorded. I don't know this, but I'm going to venture a guess. It was the first time any of us were in a commercial recording studio.
Wow.
When we did Such a Shame. And, you know, Tony turned around and worked out a contract with Brian Slagle.
So then the music video for The Warlock and the other song, that came after your appearance on Metal Masker.
Yes, it did. And we did. Tony actually built his own recording studio in Concord, California, which is a suburb of Oakland. And so we spent a lot of time out there because we had free recording time. No commercial recordings ever came out of that, but we kind of learned how to work in the studio. And that was, you know, all the original lineup. We actually had slept on the floor, you know, of the studio in sleeping bags a few weekends, that kind of thing. It was just, you know, I mean, it was like going to Disneyland for us. I mean, we had a studio with unlimited time. But again, no commercial recordings came out of that. We also did a lot of trips down to Southern California. We did some other videos that I don't even know where they are. Tony may have taken them, but there were other videos, concert style videos of us playing on soundstage, and you know that, like, wow. I say concert style, straight ahead, no seeing anything like that.
Donnie, hello, I lost you.
Oh,
yep.
Do you have me now?
Yeah, you're back now. You said something about concerts, and then you said that had no, and then you cut out for a minute.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I was saying that we did a lot of recording at Tony's own studio, but none of them were commercial recordings that ever, you know, came out. And then we did a number of videos down in L.A. on various sound stages. Not concept videos, but more like concert style videos.
Right.
But I don't know who has them, and I've never seen them for decades.
Wow, crazy stuff. Now I know we've covered your Mike Varney, and we've done a lot of your history before. But I did before mm-hmm. we kind of move off the past. I did want to ask you one last question about Cliff. Is probably one you haven't gotten before. But as a kid, when Metallica came out, you know, you had Lars, Kirk, and James, and they had at that time what I would consider a very kind of, you know, street look, modern, whatever year we're talking, 83, 84. They had a look that felt like the 80s, not like Rat or Motley Crue, like over the top, but you know, they had the long hair, the denim jackets, the denim and leather, and that type of look. However, Cliff always kind of had this more oddball look, where his hair was more almost a 70s look about him, which, guys, to the younger kids, in 1983, 84, to go around wearing bell bottoms and having almost, you know, more straight hair, that was not a cool look. That was kind of almost a dorky look. You were out of style. You were out of fashion. And I'm not talking again about like the glam metal fashion. I'm just talking that was kind of a style that had been left behind in the 70s. But Cliff still seemed to be embracing that style. And was that just an FU from him to the fashion world, and he just didn't give a shit, or did he prefer the more the 70s look than over the 80s look? I told you it was going to be a weird question, but there you go.
Yeah. No, it's an interesting question. And no, that was authentic Cliff. That's just, you know, that's how he dressed. And I don't know that he put a lot of thought into it. You know, it's just, he wasn't into wearing spandex, leather, all that kind of thing. And yeah, he was totally denim jacket and bell bottom Levi's. And they were bell-bottom Levi's, you know?
Right.
And that was his look. And, yeah, like I say, just authentic Cliff and the hair and all of that. And, yeah.
Kind of had his own thing going on and didn't care what people thought or what other people were doing.
For sure.
Yeah.
That's right, for sure. You know, he wasn't, there was nothing pretentious about him. He was really... really a straight shooter, a cool guy, and he was just for real, you know.
Now, when he went off to join Metallica, and they finally got the Kill 'Em All record out, when you put that record on and heard it, and somebody played it for you, and you heard the song, Anesthesia, the Pulling Teeth song, that was strikingly similar to something he did with you guys a couple years before. Did you scratch your head a little bit and think, wow, he kind of took what he was doing with us and now he's doing it there? Like, how did you feel about that specific song?
Oh, not at all. That was his sound. I mean, he was, I don't know if anybody did it before Cliff, but, you know, he was the first bassist that I ever saw with a wah pedal. And that was, you know, that, I mean, that sound belonged to him. So, yeah, that was totally cool. I totally understood, you know, the evolution of that. And, I never even really thought about that, other than that's Cliff doing his solo.
Right on. So moving forward, you got the album that will be coming out at some point. Any exact date set yet for the album's release?
You know, we just talked about that yesterday, and we felt like late October was going to be pushing it, and then a clock would be ticking. So I think what we agreed, I know what we agreed as of yesterday, was we would shoot for a first quarter release 2018. So, you know, there's a lot of moving parts to putting out an album, and so this way, you know, we can really, you know, spend some serious time on it and evaluate and, you know, have it just the way we want it.
Awesome. That's great. And you will definitely be coming back on Talking Metal when that comes out. We want to talk to you all about the new record once we've heard it, and once it's released, or either right before it's released. Again, longtime fan of this band, guys, Trauma. They're still out there doing it. And I'm glad about that. I mean, how hard is it nowadays to be a band out there trying to make music? It really has to, this isn't something I would imagine you guys make tons of money off of. It has to be more something you just love and believe in more than anything else, right?
That's definitely it. It's loving doing it, you know. I mean, loving being at rehearsal, hearing a guitar player's ideas for the first time, and, you know, watching a song develop, being part of a song developing, everything, you know, playing a gig, talking to fans. Yeah, if you don't love it, that's a reason for living.
Right.
To a musician. Well, you know, you're a musician. You're still playing, right?
Yes, not quite as much as I was, but it's funny. You know, I just was recently talking to my friend, and I was like, we gotta start playing again more, because it's in our blood, you know, and we want to do it. And there's no dream at this point that, you know, hey, we're gonna be rock stars one day. I mean, I'm 47 years old, but, you know, and that's almost a relief, because now I feel like I want to play music because it's in me, you know, and it's a passion.
Yeah, I mean, when you put yourself on the shelf, if you ever do, you know, for a period of time, something's not quite right, you know, and I do anyway, and I know musicians I play with, you know, if you're not active, something's just not complete. And so, yeah, so it is definitely, you know, as the philosophers would say, it's the journey, you know, it's the whole just the whole spectrum of being a musician. And so, yeah, we love it. We love doing it for that.
Hey, Donnie, is the song up on iTunes? I know in the release Maria sent out, it says it's on Spotify and SoundCloud. Is it also on iTunes? Can you purchase it on iTunes?
Yeah. Yes, you can. Yeah, it is on iTunes. Also on Napster.
Cool. Great.
And, yeah, so those are the services I know about. Yeah.
Cool. Well, we encourage the listeners to go out and download the track or stream it on SoundCloud or Spotify. And you guys are online at facebook.com/traumausa. We'll have that link through today's show notes. And I'm sorry, were you going to say something else, Donnie?
Yeah. I was just going to say, listen to it however you like, you know, Spotify, SoundCloud, and enjoy it. And we'll be thinking about you and writing more songs for you to listen to. We do have, a new website, traumathrashofficial.com. Kind of a long name for it, but that's what was agreed on. So, again, that's traumathrashofficial.com.
Traumathrashofficial.com. We'll have that link through the show notes. And on today's episode, you just go to talkingmetal.com, go to this episode. It's in the Talking Metal section. We'll have pictures of Trauma up. We'll have all these links that you're hearing about all listed right there. We'll even probably have a link over to the song on SoundCloud and or iTunes. The song again is The Rage, the new song by Trauma. We're talking with Donnie Hillier on this episode of Talking Metal. Donnie, thanks so much.
Mark, thank you. It's good to talk to you again. I look forward to talking to you after the album's out. I have to meet face-to-face on a trip to the East Coast.
Yeah.
That'd be fantastic.
Absolutely. Thanks so much, Donnie. Have a good night.
Thanks again, Mark. You too. Bye now.
Bringing the House Down by Trauma, going way back to 1984 off Shrapnel Records release. That album was called Scratch and Scream. Again, that song right there, Bringing the House Down by Trauma. Buy that on iTunes. All right. I want to thank you guys for joining me here on Talking Metal. Stay tuned on the very next episode for my interview with Eddie Ojeda of Twisted Sister. We'll talk to you next time. Please show some support. Download the music that we played on today's episode or listen to it on Spotify. When I say download it, do it legally on iTunes, please, or on Amazon. Use our Amazon links to make all your Amazon purchases. That helps us out. You guys have been great with that. Please continue doing it. Send me a PayPal donation. I set up that Patreon thing, too, if you want to do that. I'm still trying to kind of figure that all out, but a couple of you have already signed on to that, so I appreciate that. Anything we can do to kind of get things going here and offset the losses that this podcast costs me each month. Hey, it's a hobby. It's fun. I enjoy doing it. I don't mind spending some money on it. But I do have this dream that one day it might break even. And we've gotten close in the past. Let's try to get there again. Donations, my PayPal account is striglmark@gmail.com. That's striglmark @gmail.com. Again, the Amazon links, which you can get through the site, talkingmetal.com. You just go to talkingmetal.com. Then you link over to Amazon and buy your purchases, whatever, diapers, you know, your Amazon Fresh order, buy some vinyl, buy some clothes, buy whatever the hell you need to buy. It doesn't have to be anything related to music or talking metal, video games, go buy a new TV. Just go to our site first and link over, and we get a cut back. Listen, Amazon is exploding. Everyone uses Amazon. I know you guys use Amazon. So please, if you've never done it before, go to talkingmetal.com and just use our Amazon links to get you over to Amazon before you make that purchase. All right? I appreciate that. Thanks, guys. To take us out, my kid's screaming in the back. I don't know if you can hear that. 6-year-old Granty, Grant Striegel. Friend me on Facebook. Follow me on Twitter. I got two Twitter accounts, Talking Metal and Striegel. I'm on Instagram. John's on Instagram. Emily Striegel's on Instagram. Check out Victor Ruiz. He helps out with the site. And he's on Twitter. He's got the Mars Attacks podcast. Show him some love. Go subscribe to that on iTunes. Joe Becht has been helping out with writing on talkingmetal.com. You can check him out on Twitter. He's on Twitter. Great guy. Looking forward to meeting him in person next week in New Jersey. And yeah, that's about it. Mitch LaFon. You can always check Mitch and I out on the podcast called Metal Raps. Subscribe to that on iTunes and leave us a review on iTunes for Metal Raps. We don't have many reviews of Metal Raps. Cool, guys. See you next time. What should I do to take us out? More Trauma? I guess so, right? This is Such a Shame. Again, this is Trauma. Going back to 1984.
how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.